Rome, brilliant in terms of game plan, asking all the right questions, not allowing us, you know, to get into a flow. They had the threat with the goalkeeper coming out and over the top. So, very pleasing from our point of view that, you know, we found a way to win it. And I think from the half-time period onwards, we grew into the game a lot better. We kept the ball a lot better. We found those moments a lot better. Our decision making was much better. Can still improve, certainly. But I felt that the longer the game went on, the more confident I felt that we could actually get over the line, even though it was one of those games that ended up just being a cliffhanger all the way. But just absolutely delighted. You know, Derry, we had a massive battle here with Derry. We've had a massive battle today with Tyrone, and we're going to have another one now. There's no doubt about that. We'll have another one with Armagh in the final. Yeah. Tyrone analysed as well. They asked the right questions of us. It was up to us to come together and find solutions. The boys did that, you know. They controlled the ball a lot better in the second half. They found those pockets a lot better. And they grew into the game, you know. So, no, listen, that's the nature of it. Down, done the exact same thing to Armagh last night. Made the game and played the game in a way that it made it challenging and difficult for Armagh. And Armagh ultimately, you know, found the solution. So this is why it's so amazing to win the Ulster Championship, because this is what you face every single week, and this is why players love playing in it. And when, you know, if you can eventually get over the line, you've earned it, you know. That's why it's such a good competition. They were asking the right questions of us, you know. They were asking the right questions of us. They were pushing us to the perimeter. You know, they challenged us in a lot of different ways, and it was up to us then just to take a step back at half time and try and solve some of those problems, and thankfully the boys were able to do that in the second half.